Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. A former naval officer with a distinguished career in leading military forces, Rod Urbano is the managing director of strategic procurement for Hawaiian Airlines, responsible for procurement and supply chain operations for the number one ranked U.S. airline for on-time performance and an industry leader in customer experience. Rod is responsible for handling all transactions from purchase orders to payment, $1.5 billion annually. He has more than 25 years of experience in global aviation operations, risk management, and operational safety. He's here today to share with us the difference that Jesus Christ has made in his life. And that's why we pause here at the beginning of our program to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus. Regardless where you are in your life right now, what you're facing, what you're going through, we diminish none of that. That's very, very big, very important. But what is essential is for you to know that in spite of where you might be, God loves you and God knows you right where you are. That God loves you so much, he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. Christ shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Rod Urbano, and Suzanne Maurer, myself, will touch your heart as well. Would you open your heart to Jesus? Would you surrender your life to Christ? That's our prayer. That's our hope. Rod Urbano holds a Master's of Public Administration from John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He has a Master of Science in National Security and Strategy from the National War College in Washington, D.C. He received his bachelor's degree in mathematics from the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. He's married to Jenny. They have three children, Rachel, Jacob, and Hannah. Rod, welcome to our show.
Danny, thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Where did you grow up?
Well, that's always a hard question for me to answer. I am also a Navy brat, and I lived all over the world. Born in California, lived on the East Coast, moved down to Louisiana, New Orleans, and then we moved overseas, where I spent 8th grade through 10th grade in Subic Bay, Philippines, and then we moved across the globe to Rota, Spain, where I graduated from high school at a Department of Defense high school, and then went to the Naval Academy from there. So East Coast, West Coast, overseas, I've been blessed to see it all at a young age.
Give us a world tour of the Rod Urbano life. Maybe some of the foods or cultural experiences from East and West and overseas.
As some people will claim, you could tell from my waistline, I loved all the culinary delights throughout my life. Just being able to be raised. I think the first time where I really started enjoying the different cultures of and samples of food was down in New Orleans. Man, just the Cajun and the cuisine down there, the French cuisine was really a delight to enjoy. And then moving to the Philippines and obviously Spain, got to enjoy many delicious foods and cultures that that just opened my eyes. And then living overseas while in the Navy, from Japan, and then being deployed to places like North Africa, the Middle East, Italy, and Sigonella. I've been truly blessed in being able to experience and taste the different cultures around the globe.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
No doubt my dad. A man of God, a great example of being a servant leader, and also one that who is strong in his faith. He was born and raised in the Philippines. He joined the United States Navy from the Philippines in 1956. And he was probably that very small percentage of Filipinos that were not raised in the Roman Catholic Church. He was actually raised as in a United Methodist Church in his province of Nueva Ecija. And throughout my life, he raised my brother and myself as and often spoke to us to show to tell us that Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. And you know, like any teenager, any young kid growing up these days, that message didn't quite sink in my earlier years, and not till much later in my life did that I finally realized that my dad was speaking the truth, was speaking the good news to me. And so, but all throughout my life, I saw what it meant to be a man of a servant of God, and to work hard, and mm-hmm. and to have that really strong work ethic to get to the goals and to achieve the goals that you want in your life.
Hmm. Nueva Ecija. I've been there.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Because I haven't.
we would travel to Pangasinan.
Yeah.
And it's right next. And
he was from a town called Gimba. Hmm. And so when we were living there in the Philippines at Subic Bay, we would on during holidays, Easter week, the Holy Week, we would go to the province and other times during the year, and got to experience the church that he was raised in, and, and heard and saw my dad speak there. I would say that the first time I ever saw him sort of wept in joy was the time that he was able to speak to his town mates in that church there in Gimba. And it really struck me to this day, you know, has stayed with me on how much that town and how much that church meant to him.
Mm. Rod, how did you, as you share this process, how did you become a Christian?
As I said, you know, there were many, many times in my life when I had the opportunity to accept Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Obviously, my dad speaking to us all throughout our childhood. I had a coach, a basketball coach in Rota, Spain, who was a strong man of faith, gave me this Bible. And he gave everybody on the team a Bible. And in it, I still have that Bible to this day, said, "Hey, this is the playbook for life, Rod." I took that, carried it with me, you know, to the Naval Academy. But it just, again, that my stubborn self just, and my prideful self just kept me from making that full commitment. And then I met my wife. Obviously, one, a person that God put into my life. And Jenny and I were married at a fairly young age, at age 24. And we came to Hawaii as our first duty station. And we just were searching for churches. And, you know, we were able to find a few churches. And all through my life, I attended church. But I just didn't make that full commitment. And it was not until we moved from Hawaii to Jacksonville, Florida, in the mid-90s, And so I was in my 30s by then. And my dad helped start a church in Jacksonville. And Jenny and I attended that church, became very active in that church. And one weekend, we decided to go to a family life conference called A Weekend to Remember for married couples. And it was down in Orlando, Florida. And that weekend, very powerful speakers at this conference. And that's where my heart opened up and God spoke to me, grabbed me by the scruff of the neck. Mm-hmm. And very powerful messages that I heard that weekend. And that's when I committed to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and knew that without Him, that one, all of those great things that had happened to me previously weren't possible, and I knew that I needed Him to carry me through each day and throughout the rest of my life to help me achieve the goals and the purpose that He had for me.
What was it? What was it, in a moment of reflection,
yeah,
as you look back, what were some of the circumstances you felt that may have been used by God to soften or to open your heart? Of course, we know there's a divine move of opening our minds and our hearts, but the surrounding circumstances, yeah, at that time.
As I look back, Danny, I for sure I know that it was many people praying for me. Mm-hmm. I know this church that I was with. It was a Nazarene church in Jacksonville. I had praying parents and a praying congregation, and most of all, it was my wife, for sure. That I always joke with a lot of our friends that if you want something to happen in your life, ask my wife to pray for you, because for some reason, she is the power of her prayer is amazing. And you know, we can all say that our prayers are answered in time, but I had a wife that prayed for me. And no better gift, right, than God can give us than a mm-hmm. wife, than a spouse that prays for you, mm-hmm. that encourages you. And it was her idea to go to this weekend conference. And around me in my life, I knew that I had, you know, a very successful career. And I was at that time mid-career of my naval service. But there was just something that I knew that was missing. And knowing that this fulfillment, even though I've achieved some success, that I wouldn't fully enjoy or see all the accomplishments that I wanted to achieve in my lifetime without having a real purpose, and knowing that purpose was knowing that Jesus Christ was Lord and Savior.
He graduated from the United States Naval Academy, Annapolis. He's a Harvard man. He got his degree from the United States, the National War College in Washington, D.C. Yes, on the road to success, a successful naval officer, Roder Bono. But there came a point where he opened his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. A wonderful father who led and inspired him, set a godly example, and a praying wife. Mm-hmm. A dear friend, are you a woman who's praying for your husband? Do you ever wonder, when is he ever going to change? When is his heart going to open? If that's you, Rod would say today, I sense, even by what he's sharing, don't give up, don't give up. Be like Jenny. Jenny was relentless in her prayers before the Lord and relentless in her faith, believing that God would not only hear, but answer her prayers. And what a mighty man of God Rod Urbano is today, serving in leadership at Kalihi Union Church. He's been used by God in extensive ways. And when we come back from our break, How does God take one who has served in various capacities at the highest levels in military service? Use a man not only in the military, but in the business world. You got small business, you got medium-sized business, and you got big business. Well, he's a big businessman and serving in a capacity that's influencing many, many thousands and thousands of people every single day. How does one carry the weight of that kind of challenge or maybe burden? Well, Rod Urbano will share when we come back. Stay with us.
Bring the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guest. Rod Urbano served as Chief of Staff for Commander, Anti-Submarine Warfare Force, 3rd Fleet at Pearl Harbor. He served in key operational and staff assignments, including Wing Commander of Patrol and Reconnaissance, Wing 2 at Kaneohe Bay, Deputy Chief of Staff for Operations, Plan and Training Patrol and Reconnaissance Forces, 5th and 7th Fleet in Misawa, Japan, and Commanding Officer, Patrol Squadron 9 of Kaneohe Bay. Rod Urbano is in studio with us today. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. And we're grateful you're with us. You may be tuning in right now or maybe caught the tail end of our last segment. You can get this program in its entirety as a free gift, a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. I encourage you to go ahead and get that and share it with a family member, share it with a friend. Rod, in your military service as an officer, traveling to different key spots around the world, what lessons do you feel God has taught you in leadership?
I think the biggest one that he continues to work on me is patience, humility, and then the other, I would say, very large lesson, biggest lesson he has put on my heart is being that servant. You heard me say it earlier about my dad being a servant leader. It really is about taking care of your folks, building those relationships. It's funny when you make that transition for me, 29 years in the military to the private industry, there are those that sort of question whether or not you're going to be able to make that transition very easily. From as they look at it as someone that spent their career barking out orders, but it really is just the opposite. For me to be successful in my military duties, to be the leader that you hoped that your people respected, it is about that respect for them, and serving them and being able to connect with them. And I would say that as you read through the Bible and you see the example that Jesus gave us in how he dealt with his disciples and how he dealt with those folks that he met on the street, he was their servant. And if you are successful at that, when you are a leader, you're going to go far. Whether it's in the military, in private industry, if you take care of your folks and build that relationship with them, you're like Jesus did. You are going to be successful.
This crosses over then from military service, military leadership,
no doubt,
to the business sector.
Absolutely. I have tried to, and since I've made that transition, to take those lessons that I learned in my many years of military service, and cross that over to the team that I have, which is close to 90 people there at Hawaiian Airlines, to build that trust and confidence that I'm going to support them through and through, and that it's not as any business in private industry, it's about making that dollar at the end of the day. But there's a right way you can do that and a wrong way to do that. And I think if you build that trust and the confidence, whether it's in the military or in private industry, people are going to work as hard as they can for you, and at the end of the day, perform at their highest levels.
Growing up, traveling all over the country in different parts of the world, your dad having such a strong influence on you, did you dream about going to Annapolis?
Maybe not Annapolis, but it was, I saw the lifestyle, I saw the opportunities that military service provides, and I said I wanted a piece of that. And maybe it was at an early age. We were living in Washington, D.C. at the time when I was 10 years old. And we used to go fishing with one of my uncles at Annapolis. And I was, fishing for on the Severn River, and I saw these midshipmen running and marching around. And I said, maybe that would be me one day. And as I progressed through middle school and high school, I then made up my mind that I was going to join the military, that I wanted to be an officer in one of the services. And it ended up when applying that I was accepted in the Naval Academy when I was in high school in Rota, Spain, and I committed myself to graduate and serve for maybe a few years. And lo and behold, after 29, as it literally flew by, I couldn't believe that I had such a long career in the Naval Service.
Rod, what was the experience like? Give us even a smidget of a taste of what, or a vision of what that was like to be a Navy midshipman.
I just yesterday someone asked me, did you ever feel like that you wanted to give up while you were there? It is obviously not your normal college or university that you're going to. You're waking up early, you have a day full of classes, and then you have activities, some activity at the end of the day. I was fortunate enough to play on the Naval Academy football team. There is a group that, for if you're not a 6'5" and 280-pound guy, there's a football team there called Sprint Football, where everyone is around 170 pounds, and you're playing other colleges and universities up the East Coast. And anyway, that was an activity that I had at the end of each day, and then you had your studies. So almost every day and every minute of your day is filled with some activity at the Naval Academy. But when I looked around, I saw that everybody else had that challenge. And so I never felt at any time that I felt sorry for myself or this was too hard to continue to carry on in that environment. I just looked at it as everyone else is doing this. It can't be, if they're being able to get through this every day, I should be able to too. I've always liked a challenge in my life, and I thought that the Naval Academy and that lifestyle gave me that challenge each day to prove to myself that I can handle that. And yeah.
How do you feel when Navy beats Army?
Joyful.
Let's not very talk joyful. About this year, but there have been some yes. previous years.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was 13 years ago. It was a good run.
Quite a run with Ken Niumatalolo.
Yes. Very impressive man who has...
A Radford man.
Yes. Yes. Mm. And has been such a great leader and an example for the young midshipmen at the school and for many folks that have come into touch with him. But it is one of those things, those rivalries that to this day, no matter what sport, it hurts when you lose to Army. Sorry, you West Pointers out there, but during my time and playing on the sprint football team that I played on, we didn't want to lose. And while I was there, we were 3-1 against Army. So I definitely, those were some of the sweetest times and most memorable times of my life.
Do you get back for a game once in a while?
I do. Yeah, we were able to make it back. I just went back for my 30th reunion this past September. And I try to go. I've been fortunate enough to make it for every of the large reunions, the 5th, the 10th, and so on through the years. So this past year was the 30th, my 30th reunion from the class of 1986 of the Naval Academy, and it always it just feels like yesterday when you get back. Although we don't look it like we did 30 years ago, but getting back with your company mates and your classmates is always a wonderful experience.
What a gracious spirit Rod Urbano has, one who knows the rigors of discipline probably beyond something most of us will ever be challenged by or experience, and to see the refinement of a man who has served our country and a man who serves God. When we come back, Rod Urbano mentioned when he was in Spain, his coach had talked to him about the playbook for life. Years later, he gave his heart to Christ at a marriage conference. Weekend to remember. Hey, today, in the navigation of life, are you guessing? Are you hoping? Are you sort of shooting in the dark, as it were? Or do you have a purpose? Do you have a path to run on? Is there something that can give you guidance? Do you have a playbook for life? Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there, Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you can go ahead in life, and I suppose some people do it. Maybe many people do it. Maybe you've done it. Well, I think I've done it too. You know, sometimes in life you have decisions to make, and you guess. And how does it feel when you guess? Sometimes, you know, it's just a shot in the dark. You might not know what's going to happen. You haven't maybe thought it all through. You're not able to get enough information, or even if you had the information, how do you process the information, especially when you're constrained by time? Where does faith come in? Where does the scriptures come in? Does God speak to us in times of need such as these that will have implications down the road? Can we be assured that God is directing us? The Playbook for Life. Rod Urbano talked about that. His high school coach there in Spain talked to him about the Bible, the Word of God. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Suzanne Maurer, my co-host, and Rod Urbano with us today. You can find out more about this program, other resources, many hundreds and hundreds of stories, but there might be just one for you, including this one, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Rod, how has the Word of God, the Scriptures, the season of your life as you've given your heart to Christ, how has the Word help guide and lead you and Jenny and your family through the years?
We all go through seasons in our life, busy times where we sometimes get a little bit separated from what we really want to do each day. And it is those times where I turn back to Scripture and get my life right. There is no doubt that there are many verses in the Bible that speak to me, but as we talk today, I always refer back to the many things that I've experienced, and I talked about my success being, or at least my turning, I call it my success when I finally accepted Christ and I had a praying wife. But I also look back, as you mentioned, my coach. You know, God, no doubt, has put people in my life that have sharpened me. And that's why when I look at one verse that I always use is Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, right? So one man sharpens another. And God has placed so many great people in my life that have sharpened me to the person I am. My father, my coach, some of my friends, my mentors in the Navy, just my pastors, my Sunday school teachers that have sharpened me, have shaped me to be, you know, the person I am today. And as I look at Scripture, there are just so many that when I am feeling down, when I'm feeling lost, when I'm feeling separated, that's what I encourage your listeners out there to do, is to turn to Christ, to seek His face, to look at the Bible, because it is really the best playbook ever, ever developed.
I love the acronym Basic Instruction before leaving Earth. And I wonder, did your coach ever share that particular acronym? Because I love the playbook for life, but also the Basic Instruction before leaving Earth. That's the Bible.
Yes, it is.
Ron, how has the Lord helped you? You've alluded to it in general. Mm-hmm. How has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
He has spoken to me, knowing that with the right, every time when I'm struggling with something in my life, a challenge at work, a challenging time, a decision to make for my family, he has often reminded me that he is in control. Mm. And that if you lay your worries at his feet and trust in him, that's, I think, how he has helped me, is he continues to bring the calmness around the swirl of those issues in my life. When I step back and take that breath and really look to him for guidance, the answer always, I won't say always, but it is clear that by seeking him and knowing that he is in ultimate control, it brings about that peace to me.
A peace. Oh, don't we need peace in our world today? Don't we need peace in our own lives today, in our family? There's a craving, a yearning for peace. Sometimes people want peace so much it becomes a ruckus to try to get that peace. Well, today somebody wants peace. Rod, would you pray for them? Lead them in a prayer right now. A dear friend is listening. They may have met us, they may not have met us, but they feel like they're with us, and they are with us, and we're with them because Christ has brought us together. They might not even be a follower of Christ just yet, but they're looking for peace. Mm-hmm. Someone else might be already walking with the Lord, and together we can help encourage and strengthen them. But Rod Urbano, could you lead in a prayer right now for someone right now who is looking for peace in their life?
Gracious and Heavenly Father God, we praise you. We praise you for your love, and we praise you for your grace, and we praise you for having faith in us who often are not worthy of this faithfulness, of this love and this grace. Father God, I just ask you today to bring that peace upon those that are they're struggling, whether it's conflicts in relationships with people, with hard times in school or in work, but to give them that confidence that they're, if they seek your face, dear Lord, if they look to you and have that faith in you, that you are in control, God, to give them that, that sort of blanket of peace over their lives, mm-hmm. to help them know that through you, all things are possible. And through you, and that faith in you, they will have this, this overwhelming comfort and peace, knowing that you are in control, dear Lord. So I raise up all those today, God, that might be in where they might feel hopeless, they might feel helpless, they might be struggling for what that right answer is, that right decision is in their lives. And lay it at your feet, dear Lord. Mm-hmm. And to give them the faith and the trust and the confidence that you are the Lord of Lords, the maker of heaven and earth, the all-powerful and all-present, ever-present God. In their lives, we ask all of this in your Son's precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Rod Urbano. Rod serves as an elder, as you can very well tell, his heart for the Lord, his heart for you, his heart for people. I stand in amazement when I see a man who has had the highest level of training at the most elite institutions, such unique opportunities and from his background, and yet having been touched by God, knowing the love of God, serving in the military and serving in big business there at Hawaiian Airlines. Rod Urbano, he's amassed more than 3,500 flight hours that include close to 100 support missions across the Middle East, Balkans, and Western Pacific regions. And he's with us in studio today. He'll share more with us, heart to heart with you, when we come back. You don't want to miss this now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Rod Urbano, a naval aviator, in studio with us today, doing reconnaissance missions. Leading reconnaissance missions, Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, and again, Rod Urbano with us. It really is a privilege to have him in studio. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Rod, as you were in Navy midshipman, did you think you would be a naval aviator? Was that a dream? Was that an ambition of yours?
One thing that you get to do while you're at the Naval Academy is to see all the different opportunities during summer training events. You get to go on to naval ships, naval submarines. You go to Quantico and live the life of a U.S. Marine. And then you also get to go and experience what it's like to fly in naval aircraft. And during one of those summers, as you're getting close to graduate, I spent some time in Pensacola, Florida, flying in Navy training aircraft. And at that time, I said, this is the life that I want. I want to pursue. I know the and at that time, as we came up to graduation, that was the era of Top Gun with Maverick and Goose.
Whoa!
And so, you know, who didn't want, you know, what young American male didn't want at that time to be hanging out with the likes of Goose and Maverick? And so, at that time, I would say that living overseas in all the areas as a military brat, I saw the life and the challenges of naval aviation, and I wanted to be part of that, and it just solidified me during those summer, we call them summer cruises, to see that. Being a naval surface warfare officer on one of our ships was not what I wanted to do, or definitely be in a submarine. That I felt that the match of my personality and what I wanted to do every day was to be part of naval aviation.
How did you and Jenny work through? I'm thinking about military families.
Yeah.
With the traveling, with the relocations, how did you and Jenny work through and hold your marriage together through the times that you experienced?
Yeah. I'm glad you asked about that because, one, I was blessed to find a placed a woman in my life who had already, she also was the daughter of a military man. So she knew about definitely a military service and what it was to be in a military family. Also added to that, Jenny was a naval officer, and that's how we met. We met up in Newport, Rhode Island. She was stationed in Newport, Rhode Island, and I graduated from the academy in June of 86. And I found myself up in Newport, Rhode Island, coaching football for the Naval Academy Prep School, and that's where we met. But going back to your question of those challenges of a military lifestyle and trying to raise a family and moving, again, my experience as a child, part of a military family, expect, I enjoyed moving places every 3 years. It almost felt weird when you were in a location longer than 2 to 3 years, you would always get that itch going, it's time to move. We need it. Isn't it time to move to a different location? And so I would say that Jenny was, she experienced a different military lifestyle where she and her family were in locations and stationed in places a lot longer. But for me, it was almost, it seemed like every 2 to 3 years we were moving, and I was just used to that lifestyle. But it is challenging in the Navy when you are deploying every other year, basically, for 6 months at a time. And it is those times that your faith carries you. But also, I always used to, I'll use the word preach, and when I spoke to my colleagues and my junior officers when I was in command, you know you have a strong marriage is when you come back from those deployments, even your relationship is even stronger. Those times of separation give both of you time to reflect upon your marriage, your relationship, and sort of build up that spirit of or that strength of independence that you can, that especially for Jenny, that she could handle those tough situations. So you come back from those 6 month separations even stronger. We did, and that's why we have just recently celebrated it. Our 29th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Yes. Thanks. And then mm-hmm. these times and during that time in the Navy, I was always confident and really just strengthened by that time of when we would come back and know that our marriage was even stronger from those long deployments.
What would you say, Rod, to someone who wished they had that, wished they could come back to that, wished their spouse would come back and that their marriage would be strong, but it seems to be weakened in the process of separation? How would you encourage someone in that place, maybe one of your junior officers, mm-hmm. What would you say?
It is not by yours or your wife's soul strength that there is another power that's going to that is going to carry you through, and that's why both of us were, I should say, strengthened in our faith. Mm-hmm. I could easily say, you know, we came back stronger, but we actually came back stronger in our faith with God, and which solidified our relationship with each other. If you have that strong faith in God, that's what's going to carry you through. I just say that, and I refer back to, I had many people praying on our behalf, mm-hmm. That when I was deployed, it was my praying wife, but it was my fellow church members, it was my family that continued to cover us in prayer. And so those folks that are that have those challenging times and are feeling helpless, I have no other sort of advice other than making God a priority, because He is going to be the one that will strengthen that relationship. You and your wife can do as much as they want, but without relying on the strength of our Lord God, there's no way we would have made those 6 month deployments and multiple detachments away from each other, not knowing that that it was God that was lifting us up and keeping us strong together.
I hear Rod speaking very explicitly about a power not his own, his mm-hmm. own, mm-hmm. A supernatural infusion, a grace that lifts Jenny, a grace that lifts Rod, even mm-hmm. a grace that allows, even in a time of separation, Rod, jump in if I'm misrepresenting you, but Rod Urbano seeking God even while he's away, Jenny being drawn closer to God and in a supernatural way, even across thousands of miles apart physically, hearts being knit closer and closer. It's like a triangle, you know, God is at the top and Rod and Jenny and both seeking God, drawing near to God, and as they do, they draw closer and closer to each other. An encouragement from a man who knows what it's like. Something that I could only dream up or imagine. But he knows. He's been there. She's been there. They live it. They've lived it. And they testify of what Christ has done. And dear friend, Suzanne and I and Rod, well, we just feel the Lord in his heart and his love for you reminds you of that even today. It's possible for you to turn your heart to Christ, and it's never too late, never too late. In fact, today is the key moment for you. Would you turn your heart to Christ? Rod Urbano, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Danny.
For sharing in
this
Suzanne.
Time.
Suzanne, you had a quick word you wanted
just
to
prayer.
Share.
Never give up on the power of prayer. Mm. Not only prayer for others, but prayer for yourself. Prayer. And then I heard Rod speak of the glue of God keeping them closer and closer together.
The glue of God. Rod, again, thank you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Danny. Thanks for having me here.
It's been a special moment. Rare insights from a rare individual, Rod Urbano. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect. And as I typically say, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. That's our prayer, that you would indeed do so. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've got a presentation of the gospel there for you, very clearly, very succinct. Open your heart to Jesus. If you'd like to stand with us financially to make a donation, again, thegoodlifehawaii.com, and go ahead and click partners. And when you do, I thank you in advance. Psalm 37, verse 30 says, "The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice." It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Rod Urbano. Until next time, along with my co-host Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.